Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Dan sudah bergabung bersama dengan saya, pendengar SBS Radio. Ada Dennis Asnam yang jauh dari Amsterdam bergabung dengan kita yang ada di Australia. Dennis, ini terkait keterlibatanmu dalam film They Call Me Babu yang jadi salah satu film dan satu-satunya film yang berlatar belakang Indonesia yang dihadirkan di Sydney Film Festival tahun ini. Tapi mungkin Dennis bisa share dulu sejauh apa sebenarnya keterlibatanmu atau peranmu dalam film dokumenter They Call Me Babu ini.
Okay, first of all, my bahasa nggak begitu lancar. Maaf ya, kalau ngomong masih kaku-kaku.
That's okay.
So, okay. I'm the narrator. My voice is the voice of Alima. And it's a documentary about a young girl named Alima. And actually, she is the voice of many voices, of many pembantu. Tapi pembantu dari dulu. They call me Babu.
Gimana bisa ketemu dengan, how did you meet with Sandra as the director?
Well, 1 year ago, I was in Indonesia and we record a movie, The East. And she contacted my, how do you call it? The casting director. So she gave my name. So we talked about her vision, and there was a there was immediately a click, and how do you say that? The energy was good. We were on the same vibration. So I did an audition. I read in Bahasa Indonesia. So actually I said to her, yeah, but I can't speak that fluently, but I'm an actress. So if I read it, I can be her. I can be the character. So and then I did it, and she tested my voice. She sent it to many Indonesian people, and they said, yeah, her voice is good. She that's good.
This character Alima, she's one of the Babu or the nanny zaman dulu, zaman Belanda begitu ya.
The director, she collected like arsip-arsip dari dulu, and then she made one movie of it. So she watched like 500 movies of pembantu dari dulu, and then she made one movie of it. So actually Alima, she's the voice of all the babus or pembantu of our history. And well, actually, she watched all the 500 movies and like homemade movies, you know. It was a whole research before, and so the They Call Me Babu is one voice for all of the women of our history.
And because it's like a documentary, so is this like something new for you as well, as in the knowledge of the Babu itself?
No, it's not something new, because when I was young, I always had questions, because I always saw pembantu di rumahnya tante or om gitu. And I always questioned, like the rich family, every kid has a pembantu, not only one for the family, but like one pembantu for every kid.
Yeah.
And that was like, for me, it was like, I had so many questions, like why is that, and why is that only in Indonesia? So my mom, she told me everything of the babu, the pembantu. Like also the word babu, it's like it's not a nice word now.
Yes.
So nobody calls them Babu. It's I don't know. I'm familiar with the name Kumbantu. I don't know what's it now, but it's not a nice word. So I think it's so nice that we talk about that, because so many Dutch people, they don't know, and for them it's like just a word. Just it's just okay to name it Babu, you know.
You think for you yourself personally, like, what's a takeaway that you get from this documentary?
Well, for me, it's like finally we give it a voice, not only for the Kumbantu, but also for the history, because the director, she tried to make a movie without any judgment, and it's a story of her point of view. So she was like, she was, how do you say that? I don't know how you say that in English, but like the people above her, and she was like on the lower class, you know? So give those people a voice, because in my history books, there it was like a really, really light version of the history. And so many Dutch friends of mine, they don't even know about the history of the Dutch people in Indonesia. So, and actually, this documentary is also the light version, because it was the story of her point of view, of Alima. And I think now is the time to talk about history, to talk about what happened and why. So, actually, because of this movie, I have more questions than before.
Right.
And also, it was not the goal of the director to make a movie like a history class or something. She just wanted to give a voice to the Babus, the Kumbantus. And but for me, it was like when I saw the oh my god, my English.
It's okay.
The archives that she collected. Uh-huh. It was like I really had a connection and sedih gitu.
Okay.
When I saw it, because she didn't have the. She couldn't talk.
Alima, you mean?
She didn't have had a voice. Yeah, she couldn't man up or say, this is my vision, this is what I think, or I'm a smart woman and I want to learn more, you know, because she was from the lower class, because the Dutch people were above her. And that, it makes me sad, but it also makes me, it gives me like the power, and I want to give her a voice and talk about the history and give people the knowledge.
Right, and you think you've managed to reach that purpose?
I think it's a first step, and because there are so many stories, so many, and because it's so sensitive here. We don't talk about it, you know. Yeah. So I'm so glad that we can make a movie about it, or a documentary, or a theater play, or whatever. Just talk about it, give it a voice.
Okay.
Right. Let the people know that it happened, or yeah.
So put the story out there and let them decide it for themselves. Begitu kali ya?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
dan tentang productionnya sendiri, about the production process as well. It's like, was that hard for you to get into this Alima's character, or what are the challenges?
The challenge was like, I'm an actress, so I need my body to make a story. So this is only my voice and my expression. You can see it. So that was actually, it was hard, but it was also so fun because I was with the director and also with the translator. She was just like sitting there and she was listening to me if I was doing it wrong or good, you know. And yeah, it was so nice to do it. Sometimes it was hard because I was like, no. I think she talks like this, and then the director said, no. She's really sad because. So you can see my face. You have to do it in your voice. But it was a challenge. But for me, it was also so nice to do because I have never did this before, a narrator for a documentary. So for me, it was such a nice experience.
And so about the movie itself, how is it perceived in other countries? Because it is already premiered in Netherlands, I suppose?
Yeah, dalam waktu 4 minggu, 10.000 orang menonton filmnya di Belanda. So it was received really, really good. And in also in other countries, it's selected for many international festivals. And I think because of, yeah, the story, and because it's never been told. And actually, I think it's a really, really, really nice movie. But for me, this movie could be longer to tell more about history. But that's that's what I think. It's not the vision of the director. So she only wants to make a story of the Pembantu, like her point of view. So, and for me, it's like it makes me eager to tell more about what happened in the history.
It might have the sequel, like the number two, like They Call Me Babu 2.
Yeah, maybe. But I think Sandra, she doesn't feel like it to make a part two because this is what she wants to tell the people. So, but for me, it's like a step one because, yeah, I know, and people told me stories about Pembantu and not only dari dulu, tapi sekarang. Ada pembantu yang they've been treated like really bad by the rich people, you know. And that's the thing, like Sandra, she how do you say it? She started to telling it like a little bit, and then just give the suggestion, you know, like that could happen. You don't know if it happened or it happened to a friend of her. So you can, like, that's a good thing of the movie, I think, that you can imagine it and, you know, that happened, but we don't talk about it, you know?
Right. But then I'm just wondering, because it is related to orang Belanda juga. Jadi ketika orang Belanda melihat film ini, menonton film ini, how will they react? As in, apakah mereka malu begitu? Atau bagaimana menurutmu, Dennis?
Yeah, it's difficult. Karena they don't pick a side. Okay, we're the bad people, you're the good people. But most of the reactions are really positive. And they're like, okay, so this is what happened. But there's not an not a negative connotation on the movie. So people are like, wow, this is what she thought. This is her mind that's speaking. So it's not a negative feeling, but it's just thoughts. You know, so the reactions aren't that they're embarrassed of it or anything. But
it's more like acknowledging that was what happening. You reckon?
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. After they see the documentary, they're more like they're like me. They're eager to learn more or want to know more about it. They how do you say that? They say that my mom had a babu or you know, it's familiar.
Yeah. So they can relate to that too. I mean, like, it's not that difficult to, oh, finally.
They can relate, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And also the director, she said, when I watched the movies, I didn't saw the Bumban that really good. There was always a shadow next to the child. So that was making her really curious, you know. There was always a shadow or a piece of the sarung.
Okay,
and then she knew that it's the babu.
Okay,
the child was never alone, and actually the babu was like a nanny, you know, the second mom, or actually the mom, because the real mom was always like busy or I don't know.
Yes.
What she was doing.
Yes. Okay. For you yourself, what's next after this? Because you said that this kind of project, you as an editor for the documentary, is the first time for you. So you reckon is there gonna be these kind of projects coming your way?
Not especially like this project, like a narrator, but I've been asked like many times for an Indonesian part. So I'm gonna play I played in an Indonesian movie, The East, and I played in an Indonesian theater play, The Tolk van Java. And I just received emails, and do you want to play in a series? It's about Indonesia or an Indonesian girl. It's about an Indonesian gangster. It's everything is Indonesian now. Because it's happening right now.
Okay.
They talk about the history, you know. So that's on my path right now. And I'm really glad because I can, yeah, what I said earlier, it's like I can give it a voice right now. Also because I am Indonesian and I am the history. I mean, my mom, she's like all mixed up. Sudah dicampur orang Manado, orang Belanda, orang Jerman, orang Jepang. It's like the history. It's in me, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad and happy that I can give it a voice, like in what kind of what kind of way. It doesn't matter if it's a theater play or a movie documentary. I don't care. Let's talk about it.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.